talking football. Here's Sky Sports Radio's expert, Phil Moss.
Morning, Phil Moss.
Good morning, boys. Good to be here.
Always,
you guys have been on the road for so long.
It feels like we've been away for so long. It was only a couple of days. We had a fantastic time out there at the Inglis Yearling Sales, but we're happy to be back here in the studio. Asian Champions League, Sydney FC last night. They had a draw with Shanghai. Good result, bad result?
It was a 3-3 loss because they went ahead three times and they conceded the equaliser in the last couple of minutes. So you could just, like, it was such a great performance from Sydney. And they were up against a team that's worth around about the $60-70 million mark, and they not only matched it but dominated for large periods. The Shanghai SIPG had players like Elkerson, Hulk, Oscar, who used to play for Chelsea, and when those guys are on the ball, they are always a threat of scoring. But I thought, if anything, Sydney FC probably will be kicking themselves because some of the goals they conceded, all three really, were soft, considered soft goals by Steve Corriker, I've got no doubt. But they scored some good goals, and Lafondra smashed his penalty into the back of the net to bring the house down. Alex Bross came off the bench to score what looked like it was going to be the winner, but not to be. So they sit on 2 points, bottom of the group. Out of the next three games, they'll need 2 wins and a draw, in my opinion, to finish on 9 points to get through the group, which is a tall order.
All right, so that'll be difficult then going forward in this Champions
League. No doubt about that, yeah. Very, very difficult, but doable. Unlike Melbourne Victory, where they're yet to get off the mark. Sydney FC are on 2 points, Melbourne Victory in their group. Bottom of the group on 0 points. Three losses. They were dusted by Guangzhou Evergrande last night, not even in the fight. Talisca for Guangzhou Evergrande, and another team that's worth around the $80 million mark, scored a couple of goals that were just sublime. And this guy's Brazilian, played for Benfica, Besiktas, scored 27 goals in 55 games, but has never played for Brazil. And he was different, completely different level. But he's never played a senior cap for Brazil.
Wow.
So that's what we're up against.
And the other Champions League game, Asian Championship, Melbourne Victory?
Yeah, well, that was the one last night. So, they're struggling to get out of their group. I think their Gone. Asian Champions League campaign's over.
Jeez.
Yeah, yeah, so...
yeah, but they're a big club.
Yeah, I know.
Massive.
Well, what about in the Champions League this morning? Barcelona 1-0 over Man United.
Yeah, look, Man United will be disappointed. Luke Shaw own goal in the 12th minute. I thought Manchester United held their own against Barca, and I tipped a draw going into the game, and I thought that wouldn't have been outrageous by the end of the game. They probably deserve something out of it, but not to be. And now they've got to go to Barca next week and reverse that, and then some to get through. But in the other game this morning...
Yeah, my team, Ajax, how'd they go?
The cleaning agent. They drew 1-1 with Juve. Cristiano Ronaldo scored just before half-time. Neres scored just after half-time, 37 seconds or something after half-time, with a great solo goal. But Ajax were the better side, in my opinion. I thought they dominated for large periods. So Juve have actually done well to end up getting a point and an away goal.
He got roughed up a bit, didn't he, Lionel Messi?
He did.
Legally, by the way. That was like a challenge that he just got a forearm across the nose, and he ended up with a big cut across the nose and the bleeding eye.
He wouldn't look out of place in this studio,
no,
would he?
No.
The way he snores looked by
right
the end
in.
Of it.
Fit right in here.
What are you suggesting? We've got rough heads.
Lionel Messi knows.
Speak for yourself, Terry. Speak for yourself.
Well, look, compared to me, boys, seriously.
Mm. Yeah.
Come on, blue eyes.
But, yeah, he did get roughed up a bit. But it was, look, it was good theatre, great football. And I believe there was no football segment yesterday morning, so we should just touch quickly on...
Oh, Man City lost.
Yeah, Man City lost.
Well, we did have
Spurs.
A football segment.
Oh, you did?
We brushed it,
though, because Mark Waugh joined us. Not only was he one of the great batsmen of all time, but he actually played in the same Rep Junior team as Robbie Slater.
Well, Junior knows speed. More about football than Robbie and I put together. So
that's, we asked him about Robbie, didn't he? He said he had speed. We said, did you know he's going to be a EPL player? He said no.
Yeah. Well, you know, Robbie was... Well, he's a famous story in Australian football because he never made a junior representative team. His first representative team was at the senior level for St George, I think it was. And heart and ticket. They don't call him the bulldog for nothing.
Yeah.
Puts his head down and the grit and determination took him all the way to the EPL.
Oh,
and
I thought it was named after another reason.
Mm.
My bulldog Richie. Got a head on him.
Like a rough
bulldog.
Head. Yeah. You got to get. Have you ever got Robbie to do the bulldog in here?
No.
Oh, he shakes his head and saliva. Saliva just. It's a sight to behold.
I can't imagine.
It's a sight to behold.
Something to look forward to there.
Just quickly. So Spurs got the goal. What about this? Sun, the South Korean, scored the goal yesterday, 78th minute. So he scored the first EPL goal last weekend in their win there, and he has scored the first Champions League goal at the new stadium as well, all in the space of a few days.
Wow.
Quite remarkable, huh?
Mossy, you like your golf, don't you?
Love my golf. Well, Long Reef Golf Club, best course in Australia.
And, of course, Drummond Golf, you can get yourself in there because listen to these specials. A huge 10 to 35% off all irons at Drummond Golf, 10 to 25 off all drivers, 10 to 65 off all balls, 10 to 45 off all shoes, 10 to 30% off measuring devices, and a massive 10 to 60% off all putters. You'll play and save like a pro at Drummond Golf. Sail on right now.
I can drive for show. Putting for dough is really? Where I come unstuck.
Yeah. It's a difficult game, isn't it?
It is.
It's a difficult game. Can you leave us with one tip? Or?
Yeah, I certainly can. Actually, you know what? Why don't I just give you a multi?
Oh.
It's EPL into A-League. Leicester to beat Newcastle. Into Burnley to beat Cardiff. Into Brighton to beat Bournemouth. Into Melbourne City to beat Adelaide.
Okay.
Wow.
So we've got Leicester to win.
Yep.
Burnley to win.
Yep.
Brighton, so Matty Ryan.
Yep, Matty Ryan.
All right. And then Melbourne City.
Yep, to beat Adelaide.
Leicester into Burnley, into Brighton, into Melbourne City. That's the multi for Phil Moss. Thanks, mate.
Pleasure, guys. Have a great weekend.